South Sudan is among seven United Nations member states stripped of their rights to vote at the UN General Assembly, according to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. In a letter to the President of the UN General Assembly on January 13 and published on the UN website, Guterres lists the amount each country must pay in fees to recover their right to vote. South Sudan has unpaid arrears of 2 years, amounting to $22,804. South Sudan government spokesperson Michael Makwe says the move will not affect South Sudan.
Whether South Sudan is suspended or not suspended from the right of voting, that will not have any impact, because after all, even if we vote or we don't vote, what does it help? But what I know so far is that we are not suspended.
Makwe blames the United States for the UN decision to strip South Sudan of its voting rights.
All these sufferings, it is America which is subjecting us to all this. All the resolutions that are being taken against the government of South Sudan and against the people of South Sudan and some other countries whose America is a pen holder are prepared and presented by America in the name of defending democracy.
Professor Peter Tingwa, a retired South Sudanese senior UN civil servant who worked at UN missions in Somalia and West Africa, says although the suspension does not prevent South Sudan from benefiting from UN support in humanitarian assistance and peacekeeping, it lowers the country's self-esteem.
It is shameful. Your members who are representing you there will always walk in the corridors of the secretariat with their head down. So it is much more that than being affected by, for example, denying anything.
Tingwa says being suspended from voting at the UN General Assembly limits a country's influence and ability to strengthen its diplomatic ties and actions.
If there is an issue, the Africans are lobbying, everybody is lobbying for whatever position. And you feel you cannot be very effective in that one. So that is what makes it bad, you know, when you cannot be effective.
Jock Madud Jock, a policy analyst with Soot Institute, says he is not surprised South Sudan was stripped of its UN voting rights, given the way Juba has been managing its affairs with international bodies, including the African Union. He says South Sudan's suspension from voting at the UN diminishes its worthiness.
Psychological impact on the entire population of South Sudan, for their country being, image of their country being watered down and diminished in such a way. And of course, it has impact on the way the country will deal with all the United Nations agencies that are operating in that country, including the United Nations mission in South Sudan, UNMISS.
Jock says South Sudan must quickly rectify the UN decision by paying its dues.
The country should really ensure that these things are not taken lightly. Usually the country will claim that it's due to lack of finances. While in fact the country is generating a lot of revenue, and I think it's a symbol of irresponsibility on the part of the country, on the people who run that country, to let these things happen.
South Sudan also in recent years failed to pay its dues in the African Union and the Nile Basin Initiative. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.